To be self-disciplined is my choice for myself. To be self-disciplined is my choice for myself. As the absolute philosopher, I have the opportunity to do or not to do, to be or not to be, to experience or not to experience. I know the technique, I know the route, I know the way, I know how it works, and it's up to me whether I want to apply what I know, how it works and how it functions. Unfortunately, I sometimes forget. Now, I could allow the telephone to distract me. I could allow the telephone ringing to distract me, to take me away from my chosen experience, to be self-disciplined. But let's just pretend now I want to be self-disciplined about an object. I want to be self-disciplined in playing the piano. And the way that I am self-disciplined in playing the piano is by taking my attention and giving it to preparing myself to be aware that I know how to play the piano and training my mind and my fingers and my being to realize that I am aware now. I am aware of my body. I am aware of my talent of playing the piano. And so every day I take time to sit at the piano and practice. Every day I self-discipline myself to do this. I take an hour, half an hour every day at a specific time, and I dedicate that to training myself in the piano. If I am truly self-disciplined, and I do that without fail, every single day, if for any reason I was not able to do it one day or another because I don't have a piano handy or something, that does not take away from my training. I mentally train it. If I don't have a piano, I go inside my consciousness and I practice. Now, there were prisoners of war held in Japanese prison camps, and these prisoners of war were in their cells and they were kept from having contact with each other. They were in individual cells. They were taken out to exercise alone, not in the presence of anyone else, and they had to do everything by themselves. And so one of the men decided he was going to learn how to play the piano. Now, he mentally created a piano in front of him, and every single day he would mentally work on playing the piano. He didn't do it all day long. He did it as he would do it at home in the practice time. And he practiced and he practiced and he practiced. And when he was released from prison, from the prisoner of war camp, and he was back home, he went to a piano and sat down and played it beautifully because he had self-disciplined himself to reveal that he already knew how to play and that he had the talent within him and that he practiced what he mentally thought about. Now, he didn't know all the perfect keys. He didn't know all the perfect aspects of playing the piano, but he did know it because intuitively, the universal knowledge that was available to him, he did. Another fellow, he wanted to do something, so he trained himself in playing golf. And he pretended he had a golf club in his hand, and he would strike the ball, and he would put the ball where he wanted it to be. And he mentally saw everything in perfect order. When he was released from prison, he went out and practiced and played golf, and he played an excellent game of golf because he had self-disciplined himself in the most difficult circumstances to train himself in a talent. Well, you and I, we don't have to have it be so serious as that. We can train ourselves. We can have our piano. If we don't have a piano, we can go to any place that there is a piano, and we can sit down and we can practice at the point where there's nobody else around to be disturbed by our practice. Or we can have a piano. We can do anything. Or we can do it without a piano, too, like these fellows in the prisoner of war camp. And they did it beautifully. Now, These fellows were checked by psychologists and psychiatrists and by medical doctors to see what happened to them, what condition their body was in, what condition their minds were in. The fellows who had self-disciplined themselves to train themselves in an art were in the best physical, mental, social condition that anyone could be. They were healthy. They were fantastic. They were magnificent people. Now, the others, who had nothing to do but be sorry for themselves and complain, and lack of self-discipline, their self-discipline was telling themselves that they got a raw deal, that the life was bad to them, they should not have been put into that prisoner of war camp, and this and that. Well, rather than thinking such thoughts, be happy that they were able to be in their meditative state in these prisoner of war camps while they were there. Now, you say it's easy for you to say that, not having been there, Herb. It's easy for you to say there, hey, I'm not saying that. The medical doctors, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, all of these people who are working with these people, who are checking on them, who are giving them a new lease on life, a balance of life, they're rehabilitating them, getting them back to being able to live in society the way society has it with them. And that was very important. Well, they did it. They did it wonderfully, and they did it well. But to be self-disciplined is my choice for myself. And so every morning as I walk my meditation path, I self-discipline myself to say positive statements. I say positive statements about myself, and I feel very, very good as I do this. Then I say positive statements about my family and my world, and I feel very, very good about this. I see everyone in my world as whole and perfect. I see everyone in my world as fantastic. I see my dog this way. I treat him. I say, Rex, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness. I say this to him, and I mean this. I say this about myself and my family. I say this about Ellen, and I say this about Faith, and I say this about Mark, and I say this about Marie. I say this about everybody in my world. I say this about Sylvia, and I say this about all of my students and all of the people that are in my contact every day. I say this about Daniel and his family. I say this about all those who are in our world. All. I am self-disciplined in this. I am so happy and so busy as I walk my morning meditation path. I am so fulfilled because every thought in my mind is a thought of wholeness. Every thought in my mind is a thought of goodness. Every thought in my mind is a self-disciplined thought of the divine in me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all will be added unto you. Well, I seek first the kingdom within myself, the divine within myself, the God within myself. I seek first this, and once I have chosen to seek it and find it and claim it and name it, then I speak my word that I, as this revealed person, can speak my word for all in my world and say, you're whole and perfect. I see everyone whole and perfect, everyone in my world. I see Mark and Leslie, Faith and Marie, Ellen and her whole family, and Sylvia and her whole family, and Daniel and his whole family, and all of my students and all of my friends. My, I'm a busy guy. I love it. I love it. I do not feel the slightest bit of panic. I merely am self-disciplined to put the cause in motion for all those in my world as being fulfilled and revealed and whole and perfect. Now, my self-discipline is a self-discipline of myself, and it is good and very good. When I walk my morning path, it's usually dark, and rather than use a flashlight and so forth, I just acclimate my eyes. Like this morning, it was overcast and it was dark out. And pretty soon, as I acclimated my eyes, the path was like it was a light, it was a glow. and I walked the path, and my feet knew right where to go, and Rex and I were walking along, just having such a wonderful self-disciplined time, because I was speaking my word, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and beginning with me. To be self-disciplined is my choice for myself, and for me, it works, and it works for you too, because I am self-disciplined enough for all of us, for all in the world. And I see all in the world living in a self-disciplined, happy, fulfilled attitude of mind, because it is done unto me according to my belief. And it is done now. There's no waiting. There's no other time. There is no other awareness. There is only now. To be self-disciplined is my choice for myself and my world. And wow, how great that is. How great that is. Have a wonderful day. And join me in being self-disciplined in everything you do, as I am self-disciplined in everything I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're fantastic. And I'm fantastic. And all the world is fantastic. And wow, wow, wow. Great, isn't it?